You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, when we were playing the game called Rattle Off, we had a listener on the phone. Absolutely delightful. Her name was Sonia.
So good.
And every once in a while, I will take a listener just out of the blue. If they ever mention an SO, either a spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, I like to ask, where did you meet them? Because a lot of times it's a basic answer, like, oh, I met him at work, or I met him, you know, at a bar, or I met them, you know, through a friend, or I met them at a wedding, or blah, blah, blah. Okay. But every once in a while, you get the good stuff, like we got with Sonia yesterday. And let me just package this as quickly as possible. She said she was in Hawaii, and she came across a parking space on the street the same time that this other guy did. In other words, it's not like they were fighting over a parking space.
No.
They just both arrived there at the same time.
Same time, both need the spot.
And she said she immediately whipped in and did a perfect parallel park before he could get to it.
Stole it from him.
But so at the same time, she said he gave her the double pistols. Kind of, I think, because he was impressed that she did remarkable job. Hey, you stole that from me, but you pulled it off with style.
That's right.
So he gave her the double shooters in his Corvette, she said.
That's right. Yep.
And then he found a park nearby, and they're both walking in the same direction. So they struck up a conversation, and she decided she needed to buy him a beer to make up for stealing the parking space. And they've now been together 7 years. And I said,
look at that.
What a
we were
great
both
story.
Like blown away. And it was like, you know, if you believe in the whole universe hooking you up type thing, it's like, it truly, what are the odds that the two random people going for the same spot end up together and falling in love? You know, this is like a rom-com here for somehow.
Kind of is.
It really is.
So what it led to, we've done this segment before, but it's been a long, long time where we ask the unusual or unique place or situation where you met an SO of yours, whether it's your current SO or somebody from your past.
Yeah.
So this rules out, oh, I met at work, or I met at the bar.
No.
I met at a wedding. Like, maybe I met at the grocery store. We hear those stories.
You got in some sort of accident, and you're laying there in the bed at the hospital, and your nurse walks in, and you're like, oh, my goodness, what are the odds? And you hit it off, and boom, you're married. 10 kids later. Those kind of stories, you know?
You know, the only time I've ever been in the hospital, ever admitted, was for back surgery. Mm-hmm. And my overnight nurse, I absolutely developed a crush on.
Really?
Oh my God. She was the sweetest, most adorable thing. And she, I kid you not, had to give me a shot in the butt at like 2 a.m. or something.
You're like,
for something.
Okay. Do it again.
I wonder if we would get calls from nurses, both men and women. Like
the amount of times they get flirted with, probably.
Yes,
is,
how many times have you had to put up, you know, with...
Well, I mean, especially if you're all hopped up on drugs and stuff, too. You're kind of like, hey, good looking.
Probably had something to do with it. I was in so much pain and pain medication.
The strangest one that I know of, and I've told this on the show before, but maybe for those of you that haven't heard it, is my wife, Nick Nack, and how her dad and mom met. They just both happened to be working... I'm sorry I have to say it, but at the same slaughterhouse where they were slaughtering cattle, and they hit it off because Nicole's dad would chase her mom around the slaughterhouse with cow parts, essentially, and try to gross her out and scare her, and they hit it off, and then they made my wife.
Now made my wife.
Of all places that you were, you know, would not find love, it happened at the slaughterhouse.
Love in a slaughterhouse.
Love in a slaughterhouse, man.
We're opening up the phones because we want fun stories. The unusual place or unusual circumstance where you met someone. Do you want to take one quick call before we go?
Do. Let's fire it up.
Here comes Nick. Nick, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Paul.
Uh-oh, you're fired.
And so, we've got a bad phone connection, sounds like. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
There you are. Don't move.
Okay. So, what's the story?
All right. So, I moved into a house over in Highlands Ranch, and I put an ad on Craigslist for a roommate. And so I interviewed like three or four people, and I was actually for my job. I was actually going out of state for 3 months, and so I met this girl, and she moved into the house, and then I left. And so I was over in California doing my training, and so we actually ended up, like, talking every single day and stuff like that. I had one kid prior. She had two kids prior, when I came back from my business trip, our family just kind of meshed. And we've been together for 10 years. So I actually met my wife.
So again, Bob via Craigslist. That's what we're talking about. What are the odds?
That's fantastic. Nick, thank you for that
buddy.
Story. Normally when you hear stories about people meeting on Craigslist,
it's just for one night.
Kathleen, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi.
So where was this? Kathy, are we on a speakerphone?
Hard to hear you.
No. You're not on speaker.
Put your left arm up in the air.
Put the phone put the phone right up to your mouth.
I heard racquetball court.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Oh, my gosh. So much better.
Yeah, there's that thing. People put the phone under their chin, I've noticed. You met at a racquetball court.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. I actually play racquetball competitively for CU Boulder, and I went in one day, I was supposed to play with a different guy, and he stood me up, and I walked in, and in the next court was this guy and his roommate, and they were just hitting the ball around, probably on the verge of killing each other, and I walked in and asked to play with them, and he just would not stop flirting, and I think 2 days later, he asked me out, and we've been together for almost 3 years now.
Look at that!
Look at that!
Hey!
Did you beat him in the game?
I do. I still do. It's my goal now. I have to.
She's a competitive player, man.
Good for you. That
Kathy,
game's intense.
Thank you so much for the call. I like that. See, we're off to a good start.
That's cute.
We're off to a good start.
Cute factor racquetball. 8.5.
Chelsea, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey.
So where did you meet?
I met my significant other at a baseball game. I was a promotions girl, and I asked him to be a kangaroo on the field. And I was taking pictures, and he was pretty smooth because I was promotions, marketing, and he got my number by
pulled it off, huh? And then he tucked it into his pouch in the front there.
I get it. This sounds like minor league baseball to me because they're the ones who do the cool promotions. Where was this?
Down in Colorado Springs. Yep.
Oh, a Sky Sox game. Yep. Oh, yeah. May they rest.
R.I.P. Yes.
And to move down to Albuquerque or something. Chelsea, thank you for the call. We appreciate you listening.
See you later.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah. She asked him to be a kangaroo.
That's cute.
Okay. Michaela, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
It's been a great day.
We're loving these stories.
Where was this?
Okay, so you have to bear with me because it does start in a bar, but it's way cooler than that.
Okay.
So,
all right.
It was Valentine's Day, and my best friend was like, oh my gosh, this guy's in our Cal class. And I couldn't have cared less because I didn't even know, but he had a crush on me the whole time, and I decided to give him a chance, and we pieced together that we both were in the same ski group when we were 8 years old, but it's just crazy because he's from San Francisco, I'm from here, and we both ended up at Miami of Ohio.
My head is spinning.
You're
right
all
now.
Over the place.
I've got calc class, ski
class,
Miami of Ohio, a
so
bar.
You were in ski class at 8 years old.
Yes.
And then you ended up in the same calc class somehow.
Yes.
And then you ended up at the same bar somehow.
And then
and then
Ohio.
You made sweet, sweet love to each other somehow. Okay, I think I got the story down.
Yeah.
So all right.
So lots of just weird, I don't know, weird opportunities to meet each other.
It's
so
weird
it
coincidences,
kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Michaela,
that's great.
Thank you for the fun phone call. We appreciate you, okay?
You too. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And I bet she hasn't used anything from that calc class once in her life.
Not once.
Not once.
Who does? Catherine, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Super.
It's a great day. What's your story?
So when I graduated college, I did a European tour. and I met my significant other. He was my tour guide. And the other funny thing is the other tour guide and a passenger also met, and we all are still married to this day. And we all live in different countries. But it gets better because about 5 years ago, my daughter, our oldest daughter, who is living abroad, had a friend from Colorado go out, and they did a European tour, the same tour company, and that's where our daughter met her significant other, but he was a passenger on the tour, and they're still together. Goodness.
They need to market this.
People hook up on European tours.
This tour company needs to really promote this.
And I like the...
we'll show you
your SO's. What is your SO's name, Catherine?
Jeff.
So I can see it now. He's a tour guide. He's a... we will be going from the Louvre. Next, we'll be touring my bedroom.
Well,
the funny thing is, we didn't get together for like 6 months. We became friends, and he came at the time I was living in California, and he did a tour of like the Gold West, and he stayed with my parents for a few nights, and my parents didn't even know that I liked him.
My God.
That's weird.
You know what?
And that's when he fell in love with your mom for a few nights.
he actually fell
the
in love.
The story gets better.
Deep Chablis jug wine. He couldn't believe wine came in a jug.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
Catherine.
Crazy.
We are so glad you called. Thank you for being on the show. You have a fun day.
Thank
okay?
you.
Bye.
Thank you
Bye-bye.
So much. All right, we got two more. We got Josefina and Kaylee are going to bring this home for us. Josefina, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm so excited. I've been listening to you guys since I was about 10 years old.
Hug it
How
out.
Old are you now?
27.
Dang.
My goodness. 17 years of the Dom and Jeremy show. You poor girl.
I know. And this is the first time I've called in.
Well, welcome.
We appreciate that. Thank you for listening for 17 years. What's the meetup story? Where did you meet?
So I had just gotten back from San Diego, and I took the light rail back to Denver, back to Union Station, and I saw this guy on the train, and he was super cute, and, you know, whatever, I get off the train, and then I call a Lyft, and the Lyft were super expensive, and it was back before COVID, so you could do the share lifts, and all of a sudden, I see both of us walking towards the same car.
No way.
And we get in the same Lyft. To like our homes.
No way.
And then we started a little bit of a conversation in the car, but not anything crazy. And the only thing he knew was my name was Josefina, and obviously that's a rare name. So I was like, if he is going to find me, he's going to need to like find me on Facebook or on Instagram or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day I get a mess or a friend request on Facebook from him. And I didn't know his name. That was the thing. I couldn't look him up. So I get a friend request on Facebook, and he adds me, and we start messaging, and yeah, that was it.
No way! I love Look this story. That. I love
that's
that.
That's a great story. My
that's
God.
So cool. That's
now listen.
Like, what are the odds?
What are the
what
odds?
Are the odds?
Thank you.
And listen, with a story that I'm afraid I'm going to put some pressure on you, Josefina. With
okay.
a story that good, you can never break up
ever.
Oh, well, I'm really sad to say we broke up.
No! What? No! What happened? We should have just left it the way it was.
I know.
I have a bad taste in my mouth now.
That is so funny.
But he was a good one. He was a great guy, and I wish him the best.
That's good.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish him the best. You still have a great story,
it's
right?
It's a great story.
Yes, it is a good one.
All right,
we'll
good
always,
luck.
We'll always have Paris. Josefina, have a great day. Thanks Man. For being on the
Thank
show.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
God, that's great.
That's so funny. Nah, he's gone. He's history.
Oh, that's hilarious. We're going to fit in one more. It's Kaylee, who's been patiently holding. Hi, Kaylee. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're
great.
Good.
So where was this meeting?
It was my parents, and my mom turned 16, and the next day was hitchhiking from Pennsylvania to a bar in New York, and my dad picked her up, and they've been together for 49 years.
Oh, my
Look
God.
At that. Look at that. So he picked your mom up.
And wait a minute. What is your mom doing hitchhiking to a bar out of state when she's 16 years old?
It was a different time.
It was, yeah, it was a different time.
They didn't have Uber, dumb.
Your mom.
Yeah.
She's 16 going to a bar out of state.
It's
your
a
mom
different
could
time.
Never lecture you about anything.
Oh, yeah. They were really nervous the day after I turned 16. They said, don't get in the car with anybody.
Right. And right. Don't you dare drink.
Yeah.
That's a great
do
story.
Do as I say, not as I do.
So good.
Kaylee, great story. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Those were all winners, man. All winners.
Great calls.
So good.
Wow. That one from the light rail. That
that got me. That one gave me the feels. I want to know. We should have asked why they broke up. I got to know now.
Yeah, what happened? What happened?
Message us back.
Hey, what happened?
Yes.